Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Yesterday's show was a disaster. You know, Blog Talk Radio has a direct connect with Skype hookup and stuff, and that sounded good on my end, and it just turned out to be a disaster. Nobody could hear the show. It was choppy. And people having problems getting into the chat room. So, you know, you just keep trying until you get in, right? Watch the State of the Union, what it sounded like. I watched Trump's speech. Was watching that last night, and you know, it's typically what I've said about Washington. You look at these guys. It's like a huge frat party. They act like a bunch of teenagers. I don't think anybody could get more annoying than Paul Ryan. He is the most annoying individual I have ever seen in my entire life. He acts like he's 12 years old. And to think this is the guy, that their big plans are to assassinate Trump so they can put in Paul Ryan as president with Mike Pence. It makes me gag, literally. If there's anything worse than a rhino, it's Mike Pence. A rhino was a Republican in name only. And that's what all these guys are. Republicans in name only, folks. We don't have conservatives in the Republican Party. They're all baby-raping, sacrificing, murdering Satanists. All of them. You know, Trump says he wants to drain the swamp. He has a huge swamp to drain. Because all he has to do is go back for the entire 8 years Obama was in office and start picking them off one by one. Look at your tenured senators and House of Representatives members, congressmen, the ones who keep winning election after election. Because you don't get into you don't get to be elected by mistake. And then you don't keep to holding your seat by mistake either. And particularly in the Obama administration, you had to pull your weight, which means you had to sacrifice. You had to do your sacrifices to Moloch. That's who they serve. They worship Moloch. They worship Satan, folks. And all of these tenured congressmen and the entire White House of Obama and his state, they're all guilty. State Department, they're all guilty as heck. And that's why you'll see WikiLeaks coming out with 10,000 emails in regards to harming children, and not one arrest has been made. Has John Podesta been arrested? No. Has him and his brother been investigated for the kidnapping and murder of that Madeleine McCain? No. Even though his picture looks exactly like the ones they posted for the men they're looking for. This whole Comet Pizzagate thing, has there been one arrest? No. Where's Hillary? Miss, we have enough evidence to arrest her 100 times over back in October of last year. Has she been arrested? No. Nobody's been arrested. What they're giving you is bottom feeders. Oh, look, CPS in California. Oh, look, we arrested 400 people. We freed 38 children. That means 38 were still alive when they found them. Yeah, I was just reading this article about CPS in California. And they had 1,000 people as registered sex offenders in California who were also licensed foster parents. That's criminal. That's not negligence. That's intentional, and that's criminal. And they just flaunt it in your face, folks, because they know they can get away with it. 1,000 registered sex offenders were approved by the state to be foster parents, which means they take your child out of your home because you're a dangerous parent because you're homeschooling, you know. You want to keep your kids out of the crap public schools, so you homeschool. But you're dangerous, so they take your kids and give them to pedophiles. And the state pays for that. But that's not criminal behavior. That's not negligence. Oh, no. That's protecting your children. Do you see how insane this is? Do you see why they say liberalism is a mental disease? Because there's no sanity to it. There's no sanity to the liberal left. None of them even make sense when they speak. So anyway, you got to see snug Paul Ryan yesterday. Ooh, acts like he's on a basketball court. I just can't stand this guy. Cannot stand him. And next to Mike Pence. Cannot stand those two. Because they're evil. They're evil. Congress, it's evil. And so you try to get behind the brain, the thoughts of what's going on. What's going on? What is the state of Trump? Where is he going with all this? You know that's why they don't like him in D.C. That's why the Republicans don't like him, because he's not as evil as they are. And the Democrats don't like him, because he's not as evil as they are. It's a boys' club. And the women that are there are enablers. They're enablers. they go along with all the status quo crap. Because that's what you do when you're a Satanist. So, you know, you don't want to fall asleep. You want to stay alert to what's going on, because this is 2017. And we know that D-Day for them, actually, is to have everything wrapped up and ready to go for chip implanting by September of 2018. But like I said, if they can get by with it earlier, they will. And so at this rate, I don't think it's going to happen this year, enforced chip implanting. I don't see it happening this year. It's already moving into March. Now, it could. I could be eating my words by September. But knowing that their final destiny date is in September of 2018, they have wiggle room. Now, I don't know why that's their destination date. It just is. It just is. Some of the things that they're lining up their P's and Q's on in all 200 nations have already signed on to is GACERA, which is every nation going back to a gold-backed currency. All right. So Trump has already signed off on this. He already signed off on this back in December. Obama already announced it in the Paris Agreement in November. Everybody's just kind of administration to administration been going along with this. But don't go to sleep, folks, because what this does is it might sound like Trump is leading the country in the right direction because he's taking us back to where it used to be. Gold-backed currency. financial reform. The thing to watch for. And it doesn't matter if he gets rid of the Federal Reserve and all, it's part of GACERA anyway. Boy, they're killing me today. As soon as I start my show, they start blasting this place with hot satellite, whatever. I don't know what it is. But this office goes from like 60 to 100 degrees in 10 minutes. Let's start ripping off clothes in a minute. It's so hot. They sit here and blast you from space. Isn't that amazing? They do it all night. Can hardly ever sleep. But anyway, just get on with this. Getting rid of the Federal Reserve, getting rid of the IRS, restoring the rule of law in the jungle of D.C., this is all part of GACERA. So Trump isn't just pulling this out, being the great patriot that he is. He's actually just a spokesman for GACERA right now, because they need a character to come in and lead into this direction, because this is part of the eighth regime I've been talking about that's coming in. And he is just a character that's playing it on the script, on the stage. This is all just a stage script, folks. It's a stage play. Now, there's several different things that can happen. There's different variables. And that's why I sit and I watch Trump to see which direction he's going in. Now, which direction is he going to go along as a puppet, which he pretty much is, because what he wants is what America wants. What America doesn't understand is that it's all playing into the hands of a script. It all plays right into the hands of global control. We're trying to get away from globalism with the liberals leading the charge, but you're actually just going into a globalism with a world currency reform. everybody's going to be under this world currency reform, and then it all leads into digital money, and you can see where it's going, and then it leads into chip and planning, because they're tying digital currency with the RFID chips. They also call them NFS chips. So you see, it's all just a step, a migration, going from one thing to the next. Now, if you think we're going to go from today to RFID and NFS forced and chip planning by September of this year, that's pretty ambitious. I don't think it's going to happen that quickly. I think we're going to be piddling around for another year. And I know people hate me saying that. People want to cast stones already just because you're sick of this place. But it doesn't mean, you know, we all have to be stuck here waiting around watching for another year either. So, because his father told me this year, he's removing his light from the earth this year, which means the big truth bomb that I have been telling you guys for years is that his star is in the southwest, and that is what we call Enoch's planet. Now, people think that when he says he's going to remove his light from the earth, he's going to remove his spirit. That's not what he said. He said he's going to remove his light. What is his light that is so annoying that has the world governments in an uproar, NASA in an uproar, and all the trolls coming out? Oh, that's Venus. Oh, that's a satellite. No, it's a huge star in the southwest every night. It never goes anywhere else but the west. And they hate it because they know it's a heavenly planet. It's the Father's planet. It's a heavenly planet, folks. It's the same heaven planet Enoch described in his book that the Father was creating for all the patriots of the earth who died would go there. It's heaven. And so it sits, this huge, brilliant star every night. Sometimes it's a huge diamond shape. Sometimes it's gold. Sometimes it's bronze looking. It's gorgeous. And it sits there every night when they're not chemtrailing it and blocking it. And you can see it. That is the light he will remove this year. We will no longer get to see it. He will remove that light from the earth. And when he does, that is Satan's signal that the Father is gone. His light is gone. He can begin his rule on earth. Because Satan doesn't want to begin his rule on earth with the Father here, with his planet here, with his light here. He doesn't want it here. He wants it long gone. So he doesn't have to be reminded of his presence when he begins his outward rule on earth. Right now it's all taking place behind the scenes. It will come out into the open, and September 23rd of 2017, there is an alignment of the Virgo constellation, which correlates and aligns with Revelation chapter 12, when Satan is kicked out of heaven. So there's a date to look for. There's an alignment. You know, they look for signs. They don't go by dates like we do. They look for signs and alignments. And so that is one of their signs. So one of their signs is the light of the Father leaving. Not the Holy Spirit, the light, his light, his planet. Another one is Revelation chapter 12, Satan's cast out of the earth. And it describes the whole Virgo constellation thing there. People that don't understand that description is actually a description of the Virgo constellation. The Bible speaks in metaphors a lot, metaphors and allegories. And so understanding Bible prophecy is knowing when it's metaphorical and when it's literal. You know, it's one or the other, because the Bible speaks in layers. And sometimes you see something on the face of it, but it means different things than what you originally read when you first read it. Like when you read a beast coming out of the sea with 10 heads and 7 horns. That could be pretty wild, huh? Something like a Japanese monster coming out of the sea. And then you realize that the person with, you know, kingdoms and leaders and it all represents something. It's metaphorical. So that's pretty much how I treat Bible prophecy, knowing when it's metaphorical and knowing when it's literal. I used to think it was fascinating when I was a kid, just starting to learn all this stuff. And Bible prophecy students since I was 12 years old. So what to look for? Where are we? Watch Trump, because I don't know where his head is. I don't know what. It's kind of interesting right now, because Trump knows he's only been in office up to this point because the Christians have kept him there. The Christians have prayed and protected him and kept him there. His own people have been trying to kill him. Who's been protecting him? The Christians. They've been covering him with their prayers and keeping him alive. So I don't think he's going to outright just turn his back on them in a few short months and begin this mandatory chip implanting. He may have a whole change of heart about the whole thing, which puts us at war with the UN and China because of it. So this is going to get interesting, folks. I mean, I think he'll go along with restore the Constitution and all that, because nobody's against that. Everybody wants to see that. But what will come against the Christians is the enforced chip implanting. And he's kind of got himself in a pickle there, because his brother-in-law owns a company with Lucent Technologies developing the chips that will be enforced and implanted. So it's kind of aligned with the whole concept there of enforcing the chip implanting. Very close to it, don't you think? His own brother-in-law? Or not brother-in-law, his son-in-law. Jared Kushner. He's kind of getting stuck in the middle here. Maybe pulled both ways. So I don't know if that's going to materialize this year. Maybe it'll start. Well, you're already seeing people getting chipped in their left hand, and they're saying, oh, look, it's the left hand. The Bible says the right hand. Well, you know what? Leave it up to the brilliant translators, because it's actually any hand. It doesn't matter if it's left or right hand. You can't get the chip in the left hand, folks. You can't get it in the right. You can't get it, period. Because if you flip the chapters over to, I think, chapter 14, where it talks about all those who worship the beast and got the chip, the mark of the beast, were cast into the lake of fire. It's not just technology, it's your soul, folks. There's no forgiveness for that. So this is the part of prophecy that will, if you're not paying attention, you could lose your soul. Get damn your soul. Do not get any chip in either hand. So what I'm trying to figure out is, when exactly is that coming? How much time do people have? You know, people think that there's going to be a huge rapture way before any of that happens. And a third temple in Jerusalem's going to be rebuilt, or hey, there might even be a war with Russia. You need to see the video I just put out on my channel, because all that is a hoax. A third temple in Jerusalem is totally unnecessary and would be an abomination. There's no war with Russia. That's after the millennial reign of Christ. Nothing in Daniel is relevant today, because all that's already been fulfilled. And people keep wanting to be pulling out Daniel timelines, including Daniel 9 and 11. All that's already been fulfilled. Hello. I've always said we're so much further along about prophecy, and when it starts to materialize, people aren't going to be aware where we're at. They're not going to recognize it for what it is. Stay alert, folks. Stay alert. It doesn't matter what hand the chip's in. No hand, no arm, no forehead, nothing. Stay away. Because in the Bible codes, Hebrew Bible codes, the same word for mark, the mark of the beast, is Chip. It's a chip. The chip of the beast. And you see all these Christians, oh, it's not a chip. It's not a chip. Yes, it is a chip. All these pastors getting on the troll line. It's not a chip. Not a chip. Only false teachers are teaching it's a chip. I just want to slap them upside the head. And the people who listen to them are going to be so deceived. It's your fault what you believe, folks. You can't blame it on somebody else. Go to the Father himself and sit at his feet. Ask him to guide your thoughts and to lead you by his Spirit. So many people are afraid to hear his voice or learn how he speaks because they're afraid they're going to hear the wrong voice. They're going to be listening to voices in their head. That's okay. Just ask him to guide your thoughts. Because he will nag you. He will nag your thoughts. Ask him to lead you by his Spirit and to guide your thoughts. So where are we? We're heading into March. March is the blood month. It's the war month. It's the planting month. This is where stuff gets exciting because it's finally spring. See, it's the sowing season. Like I said, nothing ever happens in the wintertime. Nothing. In anybody's calendars. Everything happens in the sowing, in the spring, and the reaping, which is in the fall. Sowing, reaping. Sowing, reaping. On everybody's calendars, it has an impact and importance. And for some reason, March in the occult world is typically when their sowing is usually has something to do with killing, sacrificing, killing people, going to war, starting wars, killing people with vaccines, pandemics. It's a death month. It's also spring equinox, which is huge for the occult circles. I think that's, what, the 21st spring equinox. April is Passover and Easter. Watch for their arrival. These ascended masters, New Age gurus, world teachers. Usually CNN is the go-to for that. They usually start announcing something about Maitreya. They've done it before on his false arrivals. I'm coming, and they'll start announcing him. Call this 800 number to learn more about the world teacher. And then he never shows up. So, yeah, they'll probably be the first ones to come out about something about Maitreya, if you hear anything about him. Or Sananda. Sananda has been released from being locked up. They can get the ball rolling. Tired of waiting. I forgot to mention that in my Latin art. Anyway, already out of time. This half hour goes quick. I'll be back tomorrow. Give you the state of the week affairs. What's going on? Till tomorrow, everybody. God bless.